The latest episode of the Next 5 podcast is out now, and it's all about AI and creativity. I speak to Doug Eck, Senior Research Director at Google DeepMind.
Creativity is part and parcel of humanity.
YouTube creator Danny Vidari.
AI can give us humans new ideas.
And Neil Maiden, Professor of Digital Creativity at City University London.
AI creates a lot of opportunities. I think it's a great leveler.
Listen to the full episode of The Next 5 wherever you get your podcasts. Enjoy.
...of weight of pop music that Britain has proved so good at.
The latest episode of The Next 5 podcast is out now, and it's all about AI and creativity. I speak to Doug Eck, Senior Research Director at Google DeepMind.
Creativity is part and parcel of humanity.
YouTube creator Danny Vidari.
AI can give us humans new ideas.
And Neil Maiden, Professor of Digital Creativity at City University London.
AI creates a lot of opportunities. I think it's a great leveler.
Listen to the full episode of The Next 5 wherever you get your podcasts. Enjoy.
If there's one thing that my family and friends know me for, it's being an amazing gift giver. I owe it all to Celebrations Passport from 1-800-Flowers.com, my one-stop shopping site that has amazing gifts for every occasion. With Celebrations Passport, I get free shipping on thousands of amazing gifts. And the more gifts I give, the more perks and rewards I earn. To learn more and take your gift giving to the next level, visit 1-800-Flowers.com/ACAST. That's 1-800-Flowers.com/ACAST.
Producing. In classical music, it seems Britain has a rather ropey reputation for creating it. The idea that all of the action is taking place elsewhere in France, Italy, Germany, America, and that we here have basically done best with, even with, as it were, foreigners, likes of Handel.
I think also there's the anxiety with British classical music that it is sort of contradicting slightly the multicultural element that is required. And that even though, obviously, the history of classical music in the 20th century of British composers is exceedingly multicultural, really, there's a worry that it's taken everybody back to the cathedrals and the village greens, and that it's only folk and Tudor, and that somehow it's an embarrassment and that it's too gentle and polite.
But isn't that then a failing of British classical music tradition to fail to pick up with trends in modernism, say, that were taking place in Europe, but always looking back to the green and pleasant idyll that we spoke about earlier?
I think it's as much a problem with, at a time like this, how the music is filtered through and who chooses it and why it's chosen.